Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 17th, 2017. Well, on the fifth Mishnah in the fifth chapter and the first two in the sixth chapter of Mishnah Sanhedrin. All right, so we continue our discussion of our capital case, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Imatsu lo zechus ptaruhu. All right, so they heard all the testimony, they deliberated, and if they find him innocent, they tell him, you can go home, you have been acquitted. Ve'im lav ma'avirin dino lamachar. As we saw in previous Mishnayos, if not, they have to wait another day in order to find a person guilty in a capital case. So what would they do before the next day? Hayu mizdavgin zugos zugos. They would break up into pairs. To keep discussing. Mema'antim b'macha. They wouldn't need too much. Veloha yushosin yayin kol hayom. There would be no wine for them. Keep their heads sharp. Vinosin vinosin kol halayla. They would discuss, deliberate the entire night. Ulamacharas mashkimin uvayin leveizdin. Then they would, next morning they would come back to Beizdin. Hamizaka omer, the people from yesterday who were leaning towards acquittal, omer, ani mizaka, mizaka ani bimkomi. I was of the acquitters and I stand in my place. I haven't changed my mind. V'mechayiv omer ani mechayiv v'mechayiv ani bimkomi. I was of those who wanted to find him guilty, and I still do. Good. Hamalamed chov hamalamed tzchus. The one who yesterday was a guilty guy can now look to acquit. Right? This we saw before. Also, the Mishnah is just restating it. Amal hamalamed tzchus. Somebody who was an acquittal guy yesterday, ena yachal lachzor lalamed chov, cannot come back and argue for finding the person guilty. Ta'u b'davar. Right? They forgot something. They whatever it was. Shnei sofrei hadayana maskirin lo. So then the two scribes, right, remind them. Imatsu lo zchus ptaruhu. If they, after deliberations, they recount, recall everything, they find a way to acquit, should they send them home? V'im lav omdin l'minyan. If nobody's changed their mind, they go to a head count. 12 of the 23, right, say acquit, and 11 say obligate, say find him guilty. Zakai, he is acquitted, he goes home. But if there are 12 looking to find him guilty, and 11 v'achadasar mezakin, 11 looking to acquit, or afilu achadasar mezakin v'achadasar mechayvin, even if there's 11 each way, ve'echad omer eini yodea, and one guy says, I don't know. Right? So if there's, so far we have two cases, right? 12 versus 11 to acquit, you go home. 12 versus 11 to find them guilty, or 11 and 11 and one I don't know, or ve'afilo eser mishnayim mezakin amachayu, even if it's 22-0 in either way, ve'echad omer eini yodea, one guy says, I don't know. Right? That one I don't know is a zero. Yosifu Hadayon, they have to add judges, right? They have to add judges to take care of the I don't know guy. And in the 12, 11, because we don't convict on a majority of one, now we can't acquit because the majority says convict, so we add judges. Ad kama mosifin, how do we add judges? Shnayim shnayim, we keep doing it two at a time, and if those two split, we keep adding, ad shivim ve'echad, until 71, right? You can go from 23 to 71 because we have a court that sits at 71. What happens then? So then at the end, shloshim v'shisha, mizakin, if you have 36 who want to acquit, ushloshim v'chamisha mechayvin, and 35 want to convict. Zakai, guy gets off because the majority of one you can acquit. Shloshim v'shisha mechayvin. If there are 36 who want to convict, ushloshim v'chamisha mezakin, and 35 want to acquit, so now you have a problem. You can't convict on a majority of one, but you can't add above 71, so you're stuck. But you can't be stuck because we don't really believe in, apparently, right? We don't believe in mistrials. So done in elu keneged elu, they keep arguing. Ad sheyira echad min hamechayv in divrei hamezaken, until one of the convictors will hear the words of somebody who wants to acquit. God says the reverse is true as well. Right? That's the way I guess we want it to go, that we should acquit. But it would be true in terms of convicting also. They have to keep arguing until one person changes their mind. If one person changes their mind to acquit, it then switches 36-35, acquittal is off. Or you would go 37-34, and then on that majority, you could convict. Okay. That was the end of fifth chapter. That was a long one. But let's move on to the sixth chapter. Nigmar Hadin. Okay, we overcame all the hurdles, and there were a lot of them. And the guy is convicted. Motzia no sola saklo. They bring him out to stone him. Right? Or her. We're equal opportunity killers. Base haskila hayachutz the base din. So the place of stoning was outside of the base din. Shinemar, that we know because it says hotzia semikalel, that the story of the blasphemer, the Torah says, take the blasphemer out of court and go and take care of him. So obviously it's not in the court, it's outside the court, because if it was in the court, the Torah couldn't say, go outside. Okay, very plain and simple. Echad omer al petach beizdin, v'hasudrin biyado. So one guy would stand at the opening of the beizdin, and he'd have, a scarf, a hanger, he'd have some kind of garment that he could wave as a sign, because they couldn't text each other. V'echad, adam echad rochev besus rochach mimenu. And there's a guy who goes out on a horse far away, but k'deshi yehei ro'ehu. He still has the ability to see the guy waving the handkerchief. Right, that was the recall system. Omer echad yeshli lelamed alav schus. Some guy comes running at the base and says, wait, don't kill him. Don't kill him. I have a reason to acquit. Hala menif besujin. The guy starts probably wildly waving his scarf. Vehasus ratu ma'amida. Then the guy on the horse who sees the scarf can run to the stoning house and hopefully get there in time and say, hold up. Right? Execution stay, I believe is what they call it. Stay of execution. Right? Even if the guy says, wait, I have a reason to acquit, right, which is probably what everyone's going to say. Right? We take him back even four or five times. Now the guy's allowed to have his self-defense. But there has to be some content, some good reason, right? If he keeps saying, oh, you know, my dog was the killer or whatever kind of nonsense he's going to put out or she's going to put out, obviously, we just continue to go and stone the person. But if they come up with good arguments, so we have to consider them every time before the finality of a capital, sentence and execution. Matzu loz chus, ptaruhu. So if, right, somebody comes and they wave the handkerchief and they stop it up and they actually decide, hey, let's let him off. So they send him home. V'imlav yotze l'sakan. If not, right, all of the appeals are exhausted. Guy goes out to get stoned. V'charuz yotze l'fan. The announcer goes out beforehand. And he says, ish ploni ben ploni. So-and-so, the son of so-and-so, yotze l'sakan, is going out to get stoned. Al she'avar avera plonis, because he violated this sin. Uploni uploni edab, and Reuben and Shimon, right? Ploni and ploni is, you know, right? John Smith and whatever the other John Smith is, are the witnesses. Chomish yodei alos chuzet, that anyone who's got something to say, yavo v'yelamed alav. Come now, quickly, right? And then if nobody comes, mishnabet. We continue to go towards the execution. Hayarachok mi beis haskila ke'eser amos. When you are 10 cubits away from the stoning house, the area where you get whacked. Omrim lo, they say to the person convicted, hisvade, confess. Shekein derech hamumasin misvade, because that's the way those who are being put to death should confess. And it's not just to make him, you know, now we're looking to embarrass the guy and make him confess for our own sakes. Anyone who confesses their sin has a place in the world to come. Right, we want to help this guy do tshuva at the end. We're going to put him to death, or her to death, but right, might as well at least get some place in the world to come. Shechein matzinu be'achan, right? Achan, who took from the spoils when he wasn't supposed to. Sha'amar lo Yehoshua, Joshua says to him, right, Beni sim na kavod la'elokai, la'elokai Yisrael, v'tein lo todah v'chulei. Right, he says to Joshua, says to Achan, right, give glory to the Lord, God of Israel, make confession. Right, vayomer, vayan Achan es Yehoshua vayomer, Achan replies, I'm not anochi chatati v'chazos, right, I sinned, this is what I did, etc. So he does confess. Right, Yehoshua tells him to confess, and Achan confesses. Uminayin shekiper lo viduyav, how do I know? Asked the Mishnah that the confession actually brought atonement. Maybe, you know, it was just for Yehoshua to publicize the sin, to everyone should know he was right, or whatever it was. Shenemar, because there, six psukim later, six verses later, by Yom Yehoshua, Lama Achartanu Yaakhercha Hashem Hayom Hazeh. Right? Why'd you bother us? Right? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. Right? That's the verse. Hayom hazeh ata achur, says the Mishnah. Today you are troubled. Be'i ata achur la'olam haba, but you're not troubled in the world to come. So that's an acute inference from the verse in Yehoshua that today is the trouble, but because you confessed your sin, you won't be troubled in the world to come. Im eino yodea lehisvados. He doesn't, I'm not sure how you don't know how to confess, but if you don't, omrim lo tehei mitasi chapara kol avonu sai, that my death should be an atonement for all of my sins. That's part of the confession that we do when somebody's on their deathbed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im haya yodea shehu mizuman, if he knows he was falsely convicted, right? Let's say the guy goes out and the court, it just didn't work the way it was supposed to, and the lie was too good. And now he goes out and he knows he's going to be killed, but he knows he's innocent. So he should say, Rabbi Yehuda says, this guy should say, Omer tehemi tasicha paral kol avonosai chutz me'avon zeh. My death should atone for all of my sins, but not the one you're convicting me of. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So Omer l'sabach Rabbi Yehuda, that's a really bad idea. Im king kol adam omrim kach, de'lanakos es atzman. No, I mean, if you allow somebody to say that, so everybody's going to say that. Every single person going out is going to say, I'm right. Every prisoner is always innocent. And then you're going to make the witnesses and the judge and everyone look terrible. The rumors are going to fly. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, that allowance for such a confession is a really, really bad idea. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me next week.